Tretzi 2017 at Montour Area Elementary School, a brand new building. This is John Binley. I'm manager of Youth Express, and it's great to be here with some radio veterans who I've worked with personally at the high school. We've got Abby Minzer and Holly Jordan, who have been your eyes and ears here at Tretzi, and I'm curious, and we've got another young man who we've worked with before. Say hello.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alex Weibel for Spartan Express Radio.
And we're going to be hearing more from Alex in a little bit. But Alex, why don't you take a walk around and take in the sights? We'll catch up with you. But I want to talk with Abby and Holly about their first impressions. You guys kind of walked in here sort of not knowing exactly what Tretzi was all about. What do you think after being here for a little bit?
I mean, it's very interesting how it's all about just sort of different companies and teachers sharing their various technology-based approaches to solving different problems that can arise within education, and it's very cool how many different solutions there are.
We have firsthand experience with that, you both being involved with Spartan Express Radio. Let's talk a little bit about how technology has aided that process.
So Youth Express comes into Montour High School every Tuesday, and they teach us how to put on stuff like this to talk, and how to use the microphone, and how to use the equipment, and how to edit, and just hands-on experience with the stuff. And it's really a great experience, and I'm glad that they have stuff like this so other schools can take similar things away from it, and everyone can improve upon how they're teaching kids these days. So, yes.
What do you think the biggest challenges are when it comes to getting not only students but teachers involved with new technology? And what are the obstacles there, do you think?
I think some of the obstacles are that technology is new, and a lot of teachers maybe are kind of reluctant to embrace how new it is and how it's not quite fully understood yet. But I think the more that they're exposed to it, the more that it's explained and it's laid out in kind of a simple, easy-to-use way, then the more it's going to become widely accepted and understood and utilized to its full capacity.
Yeah, it can certainly be intimidating. I'm curious, were you intimidated at all when we first brought in the mixing board or any of the audio editing software? Or do you think teens your age, you know, in this time, take naturally to that sort of thing?
I mean, when you first brought it in, I was definitely, like, I didn't understand any of it. I was confused. I didn't know how it was going to work. I still don't fully understand it. But I think that, at least in my opinion, we are a lot more open to the idea of, like, hey, let's try to figure out how to understand this. Let's just jump right in and kind of do it, which might not have been the exact attitude with technology 30 years ago.
We'll be back with more from the Tretzi Conference. This is John Binley, manager of Youth Express. We're going to have interviews. It's lunchtime right now, but we're going to have some breakout sessions. Some of these tech companies are going to present. And there's a lot of good things going on here, a lot to be learned. And we'll be back with more. Youth Express, catch the future.
Welcome back to the Tretzi Conference 2017. This is Holly Jordan.
And Abby Minzer.
We are here with Mrs. Buddha. Would you like to introduce yourself a little more?
Hi, everyone. My name is Mrs. Buddha. I am a high school English teacher at Montour High School, and I teach film and drama and AP language and English 11, and I'm here at the Tretzi Conference.
So what have you been doing here today? Like, what is your experience so far, Ben?
So far this morning, I went to two sessions. The first one was about personalized learning, which we are lucky that we've started implementing more and more in Montour with our PLT time. And the second one was a project-based learning, and that was about Hampton Middle School that actually implemented an escape room in their building last year, and all of the different things that had to go on with that, and how they managed to do that in a short time frame was really awesome.
And how do you feel you will implement some of your takeaways from these sessions you've seen today?
Well, I think the project-based learning one was very interesting for me to start thinking about how I could possibly implement project-based learning a little bit more into my curriculum. They had a really interesting concept from the TV show Shark Tank, where they had students presenting projects and puzzles to them, and then they would possibly use those puzzles in their escape room. So I think there's different ways that I can start thinking about project-based learning and Shark Tank type things.
So why do you think it is important for you as a teacher to be able to have experiences like this where you can gain new insights?
Well, I think education can sometimes, especially being a teacher in a classroom, can sometimes be a solo experience. And so I think being able to get out there to listen to other educators and the amazing things that they're doing, and then to listen to innovators in the field, is something that every educator should do. You know, to enliven their curriculum and to talk things through with other like-minded people.
Do you have any advice for other educators out there for how to make the most of experiences like this?
I think the number one thing is to come into it with as positive of an attitude as you can, to say that there should be something and hopefully will be something that you're going to gain from this and be able to take back into your own classroom, and to be open to the possibility of what can be if you let that idea come to fruition in your own room.
Thank you so much. This has been Holly Jordan
and Abby Minzer
here at the TRETC conference with Mrs. Buddha. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. That was great.
Welcome back to Youth Express. We are live at TRETC. Holly and I have been exploring, and we have discovered several specific technology-based solutions to educational problems.
So one of our sponsors here today is Integra One, and they help organizations meet digital transformation goals, and they address the challenges and opportunities created by the emerging technologies. And they do this through programs such as Fusion One and Collaborative Communications. They service over 300 higher education and K-12 clients.
Another thing we've discovered is called Discover Video. So they help to coordinate filming and streaming in video content across various devices for primarily educational purposes. Here at Montour, we use them to help coordinate the content on our video boards.
So now we're going to give it to our new hosts, Zach Whitman and Alex Weibel. So, Zach, what was your first impression here at the TRETC conference when you walked in?
All right, this is my first time being in the elementary school at all, and it's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. Everything seems really well organized. Everyone's conversing very well. I'm just still shocked at how big this place is. It's very nice in here. Very, very nice.
Alex, any comments you'd like to add?
Yeah, well, I'd like to say that when I went to the elementary school about 10, however many years ago, it was a lot different than the way that they're running this place now. Obviously, it's a new location, but they really seem to have put a lot of effort into the design of the school. There's a big focus on technology and using it for education. I'm not sure if, you know, it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's probably a good thing, which is what we were aiming to look at to see how people are responding to it. It's just good to see that the school cares so much about education. So
what are your guys' first impressions on TRETC itself?
Well, it's cool to see so many people just in one room. I mean, you know, people can't see it, but there's just like so many different people as far as the eye can see in this cafeteria, just discussing different ways to incorporate technology into the education system. I know in the gym, there's a bunch of booths that are set up that are encouraging discussion about education and technology. And it's just cool to see, like I said, all these different people coming into this one place and just kind of treating it like an educational mecca of all the stuff that's happening. It's really cool to watch.
There's a lot of different kind of, I don't want to say fields of technology, but there's a lot of different types of technology that you can implement in a classroom. And it's really cool to see all of them kind of come together in one place and discuss how they work in a classroom or a school setting. And I just think that's really cool that's, you know, I know it sounds cliche to say it, but this is literally, you're watching the future in this cafeteria as you see how schooling's going in the future now.
And John also talked to us about how we're implementing this technology into our classrooms right now at the high school, especially with Spartan Express. So are there any examples that you guys can think of how you're getting this technology into your classroom, or if you want to elaborate on Spartan Express a little more?
From the high school?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, a good example is the Spartan Express, the whole mass media in general. We used to have a newspaper that now went digital, and that's a class. And then we have the TV broadcast, which is like a whole film thing that we have going on. And then we have our Spartan Express radio, which is an offshoot from Youth Express, which all four of us are a part of. And in there, we just kind of document stuff going on with school and then, you know, give interviews and other important things, and then we pass them out throughout the school on different forms of media. And we have a bunch of different technology things going on in the school, too, such as we're switching over all the Promethean boards to the smaller, more condensed ones. Yeah, we just have a lot of other stuff. All the clubs are starting to embrace all the technology and stuff. Everything's a lot more digital because I know we're trying to be a paperless school, you know, with have everything be more digital so it's more accessible for you.
Yes, yeah, seeing all of the various different technologies that are here, it really is pretty exciting to think about how even though we're approaching the end of our K-12 education, there's so much that's still happening. There's so much that even like younger siblings that we have, the kids who are still in school now, there's so many things that are going to be changing for them. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's cool too because I like to think that a lot of this new technology is, it's encouraging different forms of learning, you know. You think there's visual learners and auditory learners and then kinesthetic learners. Everything that's happening, it's allowing new forms of education to emerge. And it's very exciting to watch happen, you know, just seeing how they add all this stuff into the classroom. What once used to be chalkboard and paper can now be done on the internet, you know. And it's really great, like, seeing this technology that we have being put to good use.
And it's not even, you know, that it's all about them learning on technology. It's just the fact that if you look at the way, as you know, all of us, we're all going to be graduating, we're approaching adult life, that once you graduate and you go into, you know, the working world, everything's a lot more technology-based now. So starting kids off younger with the whole technology thing, they're going to be working with us their whole lives. And we're really moving towards a future to where everything in life is going to be a lot more technology-based. So it's good that, you know, we're teaching kids younger how to work with all this stuff when they're going to be going with it their whole lives.
Our Youth Express team is going to ask you a few questions, Justin. But first, let's have you introduce yourself and tell us why you're here.
Thank you, John. My name is Justin Driscoll, and I oversee TRETSI. So thank you guys for being here. This is my 10th TRETSI, and I work at the Pittsburgh Technology Council, and the Tech Council is a technology trade association with about 1,100 member companies. And so think companies like, big companies like Google, down to very small startup companies that are upstairs in our innovation lab today, companies that are one or two people, and they're just getting their feet off the ground. So big companies and small companies are the members of the Tech Council. And so the Tech Council has been running TRETSI for the past 11 years. I've done 10 of them. And we love seeing all the teachers and educators who love technology and how they're integrating that technology into the classroom.
That's awesome. So, I mean, what are some examples of this sort of technological integration into the classroom?
So there's a lot now. You know, when I first got involved with this, the high-tech things that we were talking about were smart boards or Promethean boards, you know, and that was like, in 2006, that was like revolutionary, you know, like, holy cow, you have this board and it's interactive and you can, and then what happened is they ended up just turning them into like nice whiteboards. You know, you have these multiple $1,000 whiteboards instead of the cheap whiteboards, you know, because people didn't know how to use it. And I think smart boards were a little ahead of the game, and now that's really caught up. And Promethean is here today. They're one of our Wi-Fi sponsors, and that technology has really, in fact, Montour actually bought 80 Promethean boards for their classrooms here. And so the Prometheans and the whiteboards of the world have really jumped up. But not only that, but you have project-based learning has made itself known in the classroom where teachers and students are working on, not the teachers aren't just lecturing, but they're actually working on long-term projects over the course of the year. iPads are commonplace now. The technology has really changed. Many of the classrooms in Western PA, and Tretzi has been at the forefront of that, really for 20 years. We've only been involved for 10 years.
Awesome. So how would you describe the process in which you're working with these companies to get them here at this convention?
So we work with a lot of educational technology companies who sell solutions to schools. So I mentioned Promethean, but there's also InventionLand Institute, which actually works with schools like Montour and Seneca Valley and others to change their space. So it's not just about having iPads and Chromebooks or Windows machines in the classrooms. It's also about, what does the classroom look like? What are the colors of the classroom? What is the experience like for students to learn? And so InventionLand, who's a title sponsor here at Tretzi, is working with really schools that are kind of on the cutting edge and changing their whole space, not just the technology.
So with that being said, how would you describe the line between technology and education in today's world? You know, because I know we're talking about like chalkboard to Promethean board and stuff like that. Like, how would you define that?
That's a good question. I would say we are still seeing the beginnings of a lot of changes in education. So you have some districts that are like Mike Montour here in Bethel Park and Fox Chapel and South Fayette and Seneca Valley and Elizabeth Forward, and there are some really great districts around town that are far ahead of everyone else. But then you have some other districts that are still kind of catching up. School today looks like it did in 1855 or in 1917. It looks the same today as it did then. You have the chalkboard, desks in rows, teachers standing in the front of the room lecturing. And Tretzi is saying, that the Tretzi is a conference, as a movement, is saying, that's not how we learn anymore. That's not the most effective way to learn. And so Tretzi, the teachers that are here, because they're all teachers, we're an organizing body for the group, but the people who are here presenting at our 50 sessions are all teachers, and they're doing it. And so there are still some classes and districts around town that still look like they did 100 years ago, but it's fewer and fewer. It really is. So the lines are getting blurred, which is good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show, guys. Good work.
All right. So you see here from the Tretzi convention that there's a lot of different new things on the forefront for education, and we're very thankful for the fact that the Pittsburgh Technical Council can be at the forefront of this. So tell us a little bit about the Chain Reaction Competition. Who is all involved and what's the prize and stuff like that?
The Chain Reaction Competition will be held at the Carnegie Science Center, and a bunch of different schools will be coming with their own Rube Goldberg machines, and it's basically a contest. In this year's contest, the end goal is to weigh something, so it's weigh it. So what we plan to do is, at the end of our machine, we plan to have Mario go up the brick stairs and then fall into a pulley lever that will then pull down and make the flag pull up at the end, basically weighing the flag.
Hey, you said this. You guys said this is for our class. Where do you guys go to school at?
We go to school at Cornell High School, and this is for our advanced science class.
It's very, very elaborate. How long did it take to build?
About 2 months. And it's still in the process of being, though. Our minimum steps that we need are 20 steps, but we plan to go even further past that because we have, I think personally I'd say that we've used our space wisely, so we have plenty of room for more parts and more steps further on.
What was the process behind this? What did you have to go through in order to make sure that this machine would run?
Well, we've been working on this project about almost 2 months now. And how we started was we got together as a class and we said, hey, what would be the best idea? What would be the best theme that we could do? So each of us got together and we put each of our ideas in and we did a little vote and we came out, hey, we should do an old version of Mario Brothers. And after that, everybody just started making their own designs and everything and trying to see how we could put them together in some way. And then once we did that, we just got to building.
That's really awesome. So You said the creative process was based on Mario. How is there like a decision-making process? How do you decide what goes on here based on your whole class?
Well, basically, everybody in our class has their own like specific role that they play. We have builders, designers, and everything like that, and some people even do more than one. For example, my friend here, Tony, he not only does building, he helped build the machine. He did most of the construction for the platform and everything itself, and then he also is with the process of making these steps themselves, too.
So that being said, how would you say that the technology within your school has helped with the production of this machine?
Everything that we've done here has been our own doing, and we haven't really used anything like 3D printing or anything like that yet. We talked about it, but we decided that we're just going to keep going on as much as we can with our own bare hands and try to see what we can make, because we don't want to completely rely on technology for making this, because the Rube Goldberg machines weren't meant at first to rely completely on technology, but on just chain reactions themselves.
Yeah, if this is really what you guys can build without technology, with most, you know, like you guys said, a hot glue gun down there, it really shows how much more you guys could probably do if you had things like 3D printers and all that stuff at your disposal. So it really shows just what you guys could do more, because this is very impressive as is.
Thank you. Thank you.
That wasn't really a question.
All right, well, thank you again. I hope you guys do very well with this invention.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
So in closing, it's very obvious to see that the Three Rivers Education Technology Convention is very considerate in the way in which we can integrate technology into the education system. It's good to see that there are so many people who still care about trying to make sure our education improves every day.
And it's very good to see that there are so many people willing to move forward with education by implementing more technology to benefit students and try to push them more towards a future in which they have more opportunities because of all this technology.
We'd like to say thanks again to the Pittsburgh Technology Council for organizing this event, and we would like to say thank you to the Montour School District and the Montour Elementary School for hosting the event. Once again, this is Alex Weibel
and Zachary Whitman
for Youth Express. Catch the future.